Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
How many times has it happened? You drive away from home, turn the corner, and then wonder, did I close the garage door? With Alarm.com, you always know what's happening at your home or business. I'm Allie, one of the founders of Alarm.com. Over 15 years ago, we set out to create the kind of smart security system we'd want protecting our families. So we developed Alarm.com to be incredibly reliable and easy to use. It's also backed by a nationwide network of licensed security experts who will professionally design, install, and monitor the right Alarm.com powered solution for any home or business. Want to know if your garage door is closed? Just check the Alarm.com app. And if you forgot to close it, you can take care of it with one tap. An Alarm.com system can also include smart locks, lighting, thermostats, video and doorbell cameras, and more. We can connect whatever you need to experience the best smart security solution for your home or business. Get real protection today. Visit alarm.com/music to find an Alarm.com service provider in your area. That's alarm.com/music.
You really need.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. FootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Hey, Bob Davis! We get better,
Beth! NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Holly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys today?
Well, want to tell you that I was really excited to read. I think you're the first person to report on what the real issue here is with the Roquan Smith contract holdout. You were the first one to speculate, or I don't know if you had information there, but it was the first place I read about the helmet stuff, and that this is the thing that's affecting this. And it all came together. When I read that, I thought, wow, you know what? That makes sense now, because I couldn't figure out what offset language and goofy signing bonus distribution would prevent a kid from going in. But now I kind of got a better feel for it, and congratulations on that, and thank you.
Well, and look, I wish I wasn't right, because I wish it wasn't an issue. I've got a problem with teams taking advantage of the opportunity to void guarantees and using it as essentially a get out of jail free card. You know, if you have a guy under contract and he gets in trouble and you cut him, you shouldn't have to pay him any future guarantees. I get that. But to carry that around and hold it over his head, and maybe there's a regime change, or maybe the guy just isn't very good, and you can take something that happens while he's playing football, trying to help your team, he gets a suspension under these vague helmet rules where who knows what is going to be a foul and what isn't going to be a foul, and then you can continue to keep that in play, and if you decide to cut him at some point, you take away his money along with it. I just think that's unfair to the kid. It'd be different to take away guarantees for something that happens off the field, but for something that happens on the field, especially when things are so vague right now with the helmet rules, it's just not acceptable, and I don't know why the Bears won't budge.
You know, Mike, as you report, Saquon Barkley, Todd Gurley, among the players who have gotten the language that Roquan Smith seeks in his contract, who blinks first? Because I believe that the Bears, as the longer this goes on, stand to lose more than Roquan Smith, only because they've had a good offseason. They need to get their guy in camp, and I just think that they will be the ones that ultimately have to concede here.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the question becomes, at what point do they bite the bullet? Do they swallow their pride and they say, you know what? We need to take a more fair look at this. And just because we can do it doesn't mean we should do it. And kudos to Smith and the agents for holding firm. They're trying to protect the kids' money. And people think that these stances help the agents in recruiting. Other agents use it against them. They say, hey, yo, you got to be careful. Those people are going to hold you out and keep you out of practice. We'll make sure we get your deal done and get you in practice. And Smith could be in practice right now if he wanted to, but he would be at risk of a Danny Trevathan type of a situation from last year. And Trevathan just out there playing football, and sometimes guys cross the line, and you don't want the team to have the ability to pull the plug on a guy's contract for unrelated reasons, simply because he picks up a suspension with these rules on the books now that no one quite knows how they're going to be applied. So I think the Bears do need to blink. I still am shocked that there isn't more of an outcry. I think it has something to do with the position that Roquan Smith plays. If he was a running back, a receiver, a quarterback, people would feel very differently about it. Of course, he'd be at less risk of an on-field suspension as well. But, you know, you mentioned Barkley and Gurley. Sam Darnold got that same protection in his contract. People say, why does a quarterback need it? Well, if you run a quarterback sneak with your helmet down, you potentially are going to get yourself in trouble under these new rules too.
Yeah, I think that there is a feeling, and perhaps a false feeling, that somehow defensive players have more control over how the hits are given. And in reality, there are times when you're turning and some guy is coming across. I've seen plenty of hits where there's too much contact, bad contact that wasn't intentional. And I don't understand. Again, Mike, I'm not saying that all of these holdouts are detrimental to the player. But I think for a guy that plays this kind of position, that is going to be a thinking man's football player, that's going to call plays, I think this is a big one for a rookie.
You've got to have that protection. You know, we hear so much about the main change to the helmet rule, that you can't lower your helmet and initiate contact. And that's the one that came out of the blue during the league meetings back in March. But there's another helmet rule that's even more obscure that I don't even know was even discussed much with the media or in the room with the owners. They adjusted the language of the unnecessary roughness foul to say that it is a violation if you use any portion of your helmet to ram, butt, or spear an opponent, except when engaging in conventional tackling and blocking techniques, and it's incidental contact. And I mean, it just makes it even more confusing as to when it's a foul, when it's not a foul, when it's a fine, when it's not a fine, when it's an ejection, when it's not an ejection, and when a guy gets suspended. And I just feel like the NFL wants to make this up on the fly, and I just don't think that's an acceptable way to handle such an important rule. And I'm afraid we're going to have different standards. I'm afraid that a flag is going to be dropped in some circumstances and not in others. And it's just going to lead to a sense that there's too much confusion and there's too much inconsistency in the application of the rules. And it makes it even worse when nobody seems to know exactly what the rules allow and prohibit.
It does have a haphazard feeling to it, how it came together, how quickly it's been thrown together, and how widely it's interpreted. It just feels like the NFL answered some of the questions about the catch rule, and now it has another rule where it is just as difficult and murky to interpret. And I just envision this being a week-to-week debate, controversy, and there's going to be something that happens in, you know, every NFL Sunday that we end up talking about Monday that detracts from the games.
I personally think, after looking at this entire episode in the offseason, from the way that the new helmet rule first emerged, it was item 11 on a 10-item agenda that was submitted to the media by the competition committee. We didn't know about it until it was a done deal. I think there are forces in the league office that believe they need to take the helmet completely out of the game, and I think they want to have the ability to do it in a way that isn't obvious. And I think this is the closest thing to doing it in a way that isn't obvious. So we're going to see this rule ultimately applied and enforced very aggressively, forcing teams to adjust and adapt. I think the three-point stance could go away. Not that they'll ever legislate it out of the game, but because guys coming out of the three-point stance are leading with their helmets. And you make contact if you're on a run play. If you're the left guard and you come out of your stance and fire out the way you were taught and your helmet hits that guy across from you, you potentially are going to be flagged or worse. And I just feel like this is all about, and I heard this term over the weekend, an existential threat to the game of football, because mom and dad watch it on TV, it looks brutal, and they turn to Jimmy and say, you're never playing football. They're trying to take that perception of chronic head trauma, of brutality out of the game, and it potentially is going to change football in a fundamental way.
And Mike, I was reading at Pro Football Talk this morning what I thought was a brilliant idea from Matt Patricia. The Lions coach is a rocket scientist, and you can tell he's got his variation on the Oklahoma drill where guys they start on the ground with their helmets up facing each other. They jump up in close proximity to each other, keeping their heads up, but there's no contact. It's just about kind of concentrating on how your helmet and how your head have to be when you're ready to make a hit. And it's just a tag football thing. But man, you know, it's a great idea to try to practice what you're going to, the way you're going to have to play.
Well, it's critical. We hear all the time when a quarterback is changing his throwing motion and working on his mechanics that once you're out there on the field, the muscle memory from years of football will take over. And that's what's going to happen to these players. Yep. You can run through these drills. You better run through these drills over and over and over and over and over again. You have to unlearn years of muscle memory as to how to properly play football. You know, we saw some of the teams, I think it was the Seahawks a couple of years ago, introducing the rugby tackle, and that's what they need to do. The helmet needs to be completely out of the mix. It's got to be shoulder, and it's got to be very conscious about not using that helmet, both to protect yourself and to not put the other player at risk. The idea of the helmet being a weapon is being wiped out of the game. It's amazing it took this long to get there, but that's where we are, and I think that we are going to see some real changes to the game. And, you know, so far it's been evolutionary as the game has gotten safer. I think the risk for the NFL is something that feels revolutionary and that causes people to say, we're just done with this.
So in that context, Mike, if you're championing for Roquan Smith, are you in a sense rejecting that idea or not embracing that change, that revolution that is coming? Because maybe that's why the Bears are digging in, because they don't want to advocate, or they don't want to support a player who's suffering the consequences of an illegal hit.
But if we knew what the rule was and how it's going to be applied, that would be different. I think that Roquan Smith is signing on to a complete and total uncertainty. We don't know what's going to get a guy suspended. We don't know what's going to get a guy ejected. And I think that the Bears need to trust the fact that Roquan Smith is going to take the coaching that is given to him. And, you know, one of my big concerns, and I think Mike Pereira, the former NFL VP of officiating, explained this to me a couple of months ago, the idea that there won't be a lot of flags thrown, that fines will be issued after the fact when people have a chance to really look at the film. Well, okay, that's not fair to the players, because the coaches will continue to coach it if it's not costing them 15 yards of field position. So, you know, this whole thing, we just don't, there's so much we don't know that I think Smith needs to say, I won't do this. And the fact that other players have gotten that protection helps his cause. And the Bears just have to ask themselves, do we want this guy in camp or don't we?
Mike, thank you. Always enlightening. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys.
That is Mike Florio. He, of course, Pro Football Talk.
And now it's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash.
Me?
Yes, you.
I'm in. Count me in.
On the score, this hour's keyword is bar. B-A-R. Text bar, B-A-R, to 72881. 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is bar, B-A-R, 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Randomly selected. There's no fixing for Kevin or anybody else. That's Please not. Do not text and drive. Message and data rates will apply. That's bar, 72881. Win some cash.
David's cash. That's awesome. What a kind
$1,000.
Yeah. You want to do the fire sale segment. I want to do win David's cash every single week.
That's going to be very popular, Kevin.
Yeah.
What do you got out eventually?
What do you got? About $22.
Yeah. I'm an ideas man.
Here's $750.
Yeah. Okay. He's David Haw. I'm Mike Mulligan. You're listening to Mully and Haw. We've got Transition next on the score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
This is Boomer Esiason with a CBS Sports Minute, and today's birthday shout-out goes to Gabe Kapler. Back in the cold, damp days of early April, it seemed hard to imagine that the Phillies, who lost 96 games last season, would be leading the National League East, or that Kapler, their charismatic but quirky skipper, would still be at the helm after such rookie blunders as calling for a relief pitcher when none had been warming up. I expect noise and criticism, the fanatically fit former outfielder told MLB.com. It's part of the business. While he embraces analytics, Kapler doesn't see them as the be-all and end-all. In a recent Sports Illustrated interview, he admired Tampa Bay's bold strategy of employing relief specialists as openers. However, he added, with our club, we have a very young club and a city that tends to feel uncomfortable with stuff like that. So happy 43rd birthday, Cap. Enjoy the day and enjoy your job. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Sprint's Unlimited Plus plan. It has Hulu, Title Premium, 15 gigabytes mobile hotspot, and full HD.
Atlas, we need to shout that from the rooftops.
Best deal ever!
I didn't mean literally.
Switch to Sprint's Unlimited Plus plan for just $42 per line. But hurry, for a limited time, it's now $22 per line when you bring or buy your own phones. Visit Sprint.com/unlimited or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Price with $5 per month auto pay discount. One Hulu limited commercials plan for Sprint account. Features differ. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new line subject to credit and $3 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
I mean, this guy is the greatest postseason player ever.
Trailing 5-1, and
to hear them talk about what David Ortiz meant.
The American dream is so important for all Dominicans.
Is David Ortiz real? You can't find a more authentic person.
Because he did have a chip on his shoulder.
The most important Red Sox of all time.
I was here watching the whole thing. I saw a Black Hawk just fly by my house.
It was amazing.
You don't see that every day.
This is our city. And nobody gonna dictate our freedom.
My name is David Ortiz. They call me Big Papi. This is my story.
David Ortiz, the Big Papi story. Available now. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows.
Your own outdoor retreat is waiting at the Home Depot. Get away from it all behind an easy-to-install fence, pre-stained and pre-treated. Or relax on the deck of your dreams, built with ground-contact lumber, rich deck stains, and beautiful hardware. Even ready-to-install composite decking for years of backyard bliss. Your outdoor oasis is closer than you think, well within reach, and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shear she-shed.
Can we stop saying she-shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Central Alarm, how can I help you?
Hi, I installed my alarm system myself along with the video doorbell, but now it's not working, so I need help.
Well, we only sell and service real security systems like Alarm.com.
Alarm.com?
Alarm.com. They're the biggest smart home technology player out there. It's the best, so it's all we install. Sounds like you could use it.
I definitely could. How soon can you get here?
Hi, I'm Allie, one of the founders of Alarm.com. When we started Alarm.com 15 years ago, I wanted to offer everyone the same smart home technology I demand for my family. Today, Alarm.com is the largest smart home security company protecting nearly 6 million homes and businesses. Our systems are only available from licensed, authorized Alarm.com service providers. They'll design and install your system so you know it's done right the first time. With Alarm.com, you also get professional monitoring 24/7 to ensure that you stay protected. Get real protection today. Visit alarm.com/music to find an Alarm.com service provider in your area.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back-to-school shopping done now at Amazon.com/back-to-school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
26.2 miles of city streets, 29 vibrant and diverse neighborhoods, 1.7 million cheering spectators. You won't want to miss the Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sunday, October 7th.